Have you ever wondered how it is for the teachers who got laid off due to corporate budget cuts? Well, I recently interviewed Anissa Weinrob, a hardworking teacher that recently got laid off at the end of last school year.
On the day that I got laid off, it was it's a hard thing because I want to be an adult. And I don't want to make it about myself. Mm-hmm. And I still had my job to do, and we were doing a project, a writing project in my classroom. So I wasn't trying to sort of take attention off of what we were there to do. But the news did trickle out to my students that I was getting laid off, and I had young people in tears in front of me, right? And a lot of the reasons were because we've done a great job at our school doing some political education, like social justice curriculum. So we have these highly politicized 14, 15-year-olds that went to Harrisburg. They went with Philly Student Union, actually. They went to Harrisburg, right? They went to Washington, D.C. They went to the school district. They've written letters. They know what's going on. They're trying to fight the school-to-prison pipeline. And so they'd organized, and they looked at me and they said, but we fought. How could we have lost? How could we have lost, and how could there still be these layoffs when we fought? And I had to really, again, make it not about myself, but make it about learning that lesson that we all have to learn as we try to speak truth to power, and as we try to build towards more equitable systems in our communities, that sometimes you don't always win right away. But it doesn't mean you stop. It means you have to get more people. And then together, more of us need to be exercising our power and pressuring the decision makers. So I had to really hold in my feelings, which I wanted to cry. I wanted to burst out and cry because, I love my students. And I thought that, and a lot of them said to me, we were just starting to show that a neighborhood high school can do amazing things. And how are we supposed to do that now if they take all of our teachers away? How are we supposed to do that now if we're going to be in 35 kids per classroom next year and that we're not going to have the resources we need? And people are all going to be frustrated, and there's going to be way more behavior, outbursts, and then the security officers are going to come, and they're going to, more people are going to get pushed out. And it's so true. And so that's why I had to just be like, that's why we have to keep fighting.
This has been produced by Kimberly Reed Hyman from On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union. For more information on teachers organizing, go to tagphilly.org.